Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time is 10:29. It's brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. We're talking Steelers-Titans. Juju meeting the media yesterday saying he's perfectly happy, even though Chase Claypool is kind of passing him by as the Steelers' top receiver. Are you at all worried about him after what you saw? Not just with Antonio. Antonio was the prime example of narcissism, but Martavis was too. His famous, I just want to get mines quote, you remember? 412-928-9370. Let's go to the lines and Josh. He's up. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Mr. Cook. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm great.
So my thought on this whole thing with Juju and his contract year, I think he's doing exactly what he should be doing, and here's why. If you look at our past history as Steelers wide receivers, they've all left, and their careers have kind of fizzled out to a point. I mean, not total flops, but they never had the success when they left here.
Let me interrupt you. Emmanuel Sanders went on to pretty big things after he left here. And Mike Wallace went on to huge money when he left here, and he had moments with Miami. But Emmanuel Sanders did it on the field, though. Go ahead.
Correct. But I think if Juju plays it smart and he realizes that if they get double coverage on him, or if because of Claypool's exposure now, they're going to start double covering him, he'll get his throws, and it's going to go to whoever's open. I think if he continues to play the team aspect of this, I think it's going to pay off for him at contract time. I think that if we keep this core to a point, because we have rookie contracts and we have, you know, some flexibility, I think this could be a really good thing, especially with Ben's influence wanting to win now, given the fact that he's towards the end of his career.
Well, Ben likes him a lot. There's no doubt. I mean, Ben loves him because he's always where he's supposed to be. That was one of the sticking points with Ben and Antonio. Antonio would freelance, and Ben would see what he's doing and would adjust, and they'd make beautiful music together. But a lot of times, you know, Ben would adjust too late, and he'd end up in interceptions. He's always talking about how he loves throwing to Juju because he knows where he's going to be. So we'll see. I mean, everybody's happy when you're winning. The question is, are you going to do that when you're losing? You know, if Juju has two catches for 6 yards in a loss, is he going to respond as happily? And I'll admit, you know, I'm jaded because of Antonio. I mean, you know, maybe if I'd have never heard of Antonio Brown doing what he did, I wouldn't even think of this. But I do think it's a legitimate concern.
Steelers fans to have that scar of Antonio Brown, but move to Chase Claypool.
You're breaking, Josh. I can't hear you, man. You're breaking up on me, but you got your main point across. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, thanks for taking my call. I have a question for you about Juju. I've been hearing, you know, about getting a new linebacker to replace Bush. Would you be, the reason I'm asking, I heard this the other day, it's not likely we'll be able to keep Juju because he's going to probably get a lot of money. Would you trade him for a linebacker right now? You know, I don't know what it would take him and somebody else, but like some of the names thrown out there, for instance, and I don't know what it would take to get him. I don't even know how good he is, but Trey Edmonds, you know, Terrell's brother. Like if you could get rid of him for a good linebacker that may be here after Vince Williams leaves, you know what I mean? Because we're going to have trouble signing Vince clearly, and then Juju. I can't see how they all stay here. But anyhow,
For the right linebacker, I would trade Juju in a heartbeat because I think they have enough wide receivers. I like the core. It's deep. I like who they have. But I don't know that you can do that. I don't know that there's a linebacker out there that could step in for Bush. I'm not worried about next year with Vince Williams. I'm worried about right now, Bob, because they can win. This team, Bob, hold on for a second now. This team can win right now. So if you can find that right guy, but I don't know that there's a Minkah Fitzpatrick type player out there. I just don't. I would not be hesitant in moving Juju if there was, but I'm certainly not going to give him away for somebody that I don't think can fill that spot. Go ahead.
No, my main concern, like yours, is now. But I was just thinking, if you could, because they're talking about a lot of these guys that aren't even signed. I'm thinking, well, there's a reason they're not signed right now. You know, they keep bringing up these guys that haven't done anything in 4 years, but they may do something with the Steelers. I'm just reading on Google and some of the sports teams in Pittsburgh. But now I'm just thinking, if it would kill two birds with one stone. Just say, because Trey Edmonds was one of the guys brought up. And like I said, I don't even know if he'd be available or what it would take if he's good. But I just know Terrell, and I'm thinking, he's a big, you know, Trey's a 6'5", and from what I understand, he was the first or number one pick, and he was actually the good Edmonds. But if he, you know, if we could get somebody for now, but also, you know, have, because we're slim on linebackers to begin with, and we're going to lose Williams next year more than likely. I don't know, it was just a thought. But no, my concern is definitely right now. This is the year.
Well, you're talking about the other Edmonds brother, not Trey is with the Steelers as a backup. Okay, you're talking you're talking about Tremaine Williams was a number one pick. They both were picked in the first. And thanks, Bob, for the call. They were both picked in the first round. When Terrell came here, Tremaine was a number one pick as well. Trey, the third brother, is a backup running back. He has gotten some special teams work this year. He was, in fact, on that bunch block on the left side against Philly when the pass went to Claypool. He was actually out on the field. So, all right, we're going to talk a little bit more about Juju going forward, and also going to talk about Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, both back in the news. It looks like Antonio might resurface again. Le'Veon has resurfaced. The question, when will he play for the Chiefs? Le'Veon had some interesting things to say yesterday. We'll talk about both of those guys before Chris Hoke joins me for the entire 11 o'clock hour to talk Steelers and Titans. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. We got an Eric Hagman update coming up next. Back with more sports talk right here on the Cook and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.